Siddur Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Rabbi Tzigel Lezer Rebbe Ben Yitzchak Halevi, and by Yelad Avraham Forman for Shlema Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We last night concluded the opening sentence of Kedusha, the Karazel Zevi Amar, the Nekadesha Shemcha Be'olam Keshem. The Keshem was, we want to imitate and emulate the Malachim above. The manner in which they sanctify Hashem's name is not driven by ego or by honor. It's not trying to have the spotlight or gain the attention, but it's rather Nostim and Notlim Rashuz Zelazev, Karaz Zelazev Amar. The goal is to be Marbek Vod Shemayim. The goal is to bring others close to Hashem, Lav Davka, to be the one who gets credit for it. And that's our pledge, that's our ambition, is that we too, Nikadesh Hashem Chaba Olam, we want to sanctify Hashem's name in such a way that we turn to others and it brings unity, not competition, not trying to get the attention, but simply making it all about Hashem. Which brings us to the second sentence of Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We repeat the word Kadosh, holy, three times. Why are we repeating it three times? In the Siddur HaTfilah of the Rokeach, he writes, that Yira Adu Kishomer Kadosh, 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 Yichavin Ma'od, Ma'od. When a person says these three words, they should have intense kavana. Ki Omer B'maisa Merkav V'Sefer Yecholot, Kish Yisrael Om Kadosh, 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 Ani Yored Mikisei Kvodi, Umenashek Umechabek Demus Kalseser Yaakov, Shechokok B'merkeves Kisei Kvodi. Hashem says, when I hear the Jewish people, with concentration, with focus, being mindful and present, saying Kadosh, 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 describing Hashem as holy, 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 we'll have to get to what does holy mean. Kadosh means holy, but what does holy mean? And why repeat holy three times? But Hashem says, I'm so moved, it touches me so deeply, I come and I hug and I kiss the image of Yaakov that's engraved on Hashem's chair. V'yomer lo, Ashrev Ashrecha sheberasi ba'olam shebanachem akdishin osikim alachi asher shebifneyem, Yisus lamorim be'ena v'inyeneyem. V'ino v'thinkim alachem gdashim. Hashem says, I see that my children are like lofty angels, and I'm so moved and I so appreciate it that it appeals to Hashem when we concentrate on those words. So why do we say it three times? So the Avud Raham writes, Hameshal shem lecha kedusha, shomer kadosh kadosh shalosh pam lahora she'en lekedusha so cheker. Because God's holiness knows no bounds, it has no end. So we say it three times. Why do we stop at three? Because we got to get to work. Stop at three because at some point we have things we have to do. So we could stand there and do it forever. Really, it's ein cheker. There is no end. Kasher yasker adam davar shalosh pamim, dai lo ki leskiru meya pamim. The Vudraham says, when you make a chazaka, when you say something three times, it's as if you said it 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. So we say over and over and over and over and over again. We limit it to three because we've got to finish davening, go on with our day. But we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, you are holy. You're holy, you're holy, because ein cheker. There's no end to His holiness, to the declaration of His holiness. And really, we can say it many more times. We can investigate it even further and further. And then the Avud Raham brings the name of the Radak. The reason we say it three times is to correspond with the Shlosha Olamos, the three worlds, Olam HaElyon, Olam HaTichon, V'Olam HaShafal, Olam HaZeh. V'Nechba B'Zeh Olam Ba'Adam. V'Omer Shu Kadosh V'Nela Mishlosha Olamos, V'Shnei Olamos HaKdishu Yeromu B'Ti Lasam. V'Adam Gan came B'Olam HaShafal. There are three worlds, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Malik Ol Aretz Kvodo, in all three worlds, His presence is felt, He dwells all over. And so we're referencing these multiple worlds when we use it name three times. The Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Yisro says we have many things that are Meshulosh. We invoke the trilogy, the number three, often. The Avos are Meshuloshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Jewish people are Meshuloshim. Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. He doesn't say it, but Matzah. We have three Matzahs at the Seder table. Moshe, Osiosa, Meshuloshim. Moshe's name is three letters. Roim, Shlosha, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. We have Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, these holy siblings, shepherds. Torah's Meshuloshas, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim. We have three tefillos every day. Boker, Erev, Be'erev, Boker, Vitzarayim. Shlomo wrote three Sfarim, Shir Hashirim, Mishlei, Kohelas. And the Medrash goes on, listing all the things in our religion that are brought to you by the number three. So just like all these things are brought to you by the number three, so is our description of Hashem's Kedusha, that we say it three times. The Shla Kadosh writes that these three Kedushos correspond with three holy worlds. We saw that reference before. Here he spells it out. The Olam Atzilus, Olam Abriya, and Olam Yitzira. The three different worlds. I'll say it's not for now. It's because I'm not sure exactly how to explain it. but I'll get away with saying it's not for now. Melocha la'aretz kvod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all three of those worlds. So kadosh atzilus, kadosh bria, kadosh yitzira. Afila ba'olam asiya gam kein malei kvodo, kvod v'ashkachaso, kein l'chadav v'chutz m'kdushoso chasashon. There is nothing and no one else in the world but Hashem. So we say those three times to correspond with those three different worlds. And lastly, I'll share the inside of the Balatanya. The Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah Parsha Shlach says, we say three times kadosh, because the Torah is given to us and we express it, we fulfill it in three ways: machshava, dibur, and maisa, through our thoughts, through our speech, and through our actions. Shekama mitzvos tuliyim b'dibur levad. Sometimes we have mitzvos that are fulfilled through speech, some through thought, and some through action. So we affirm and we pledge and then we practice allegiance to Hashem's kedusha in these three ways: in machshava, dibur, and maisa. And that's why. So we saw multiple interpretations why we invoke kadosh three times. We still have to get to what is kadosh. What does it mean that Hashem is holy? Kadosh, 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 Hashem. What does it mean, Hashem tzvakos, that Hashem is holy? As if there's an alternative to not be holy. What does it mean that He's holy? And why we say it three times?